Monk, self-portrait with skeleton arm, 1895, all three states. This lithograph is Monk's first printed self-portrait, executed in 1895 in three different states. A lithograph is a print made by drawing on a slab of limestone with greasy ink. The stone is then moistened and ink is applied, sticking only to the untreated areas of the stone as the greasy ink repels the water. Printing paper is then applied to the stone and rolled through a press, leaving a mirrored imprint of the drawing on the paper. The first version of the self-portrait has a loosely sketched background and the head appears attached to the upper body. The skeleton arm replaces the hand of the artist, its placement at the bottom of the image referencing a conventional formula for self-portraits, popular since the Renaissance, used by artists like Rembrandt and Dürer. In the final state of the print, Munch has eliminated all detail, leaving only the head levitating against a dark void. The most popular version of the lithograph, however, is the second state, made in between the two other impressions. Here we find a stark contrast between light and shade. The head and the arm appear in greater isolation than in the first state, the skeleton arm resembling a holy relic, detached from the body. The artist's signature appears along the lower edge of the skeleton arm, and along the upper border of the image, evoking a tombstone, we find Munch's name and the year of the portrait's creation. Thus, the image summons notions of death and decay. Munch has portrayed himself without a body, reduced to his face and hand, the traditional attributes for the spiritual and creative faculties of the artist. In this way, Munch alludes to what is known in art history as memento mori, meaning remember that you must die. Munch meditated on death throughout his artistic career, and in 1895, when this image was made, he had recently experienced the loss of his younger brother Andreas.